Hi, hola. Did you know that you can listen to all my Spanish audiobooks for free on YouTube, Spotify, and more? To get the links, go to kerapido.com/listen, or simply tap the link in the episode description. You can listen to my free Spanish audiobooks wherever you are. Today I bring you some awesome tips on how to master speaking Spanish. Hi, welcome to Speak Spanish with Maria Fernandez. I'm Maria Fernandez, and this podcast is brought to you by my Spanish learning website, kerapido.com. At kerapido.com, you can see the free transcript of this lesson. To get it, tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device. Today I bring you 7 tips that help you speak Spanish with confidence from the start. The main reason why most of us want to learn a foreign language is to be able to communicate with native speakers. And that's where I can help you. If you follow the tips in this lesson, you'll be able to communicate in Spanish, even as a beginner, and you'll be able to reach a higher level much faster. Let's see the 7 tips I've got for you. Tip number 1. Listen to the Spanish conversations in your course regularly. Having a Spanish course with everyday conversations is essential if you want to master speaking. Listen to those conversations on a regular basis, daily if possible. When I was learning English, I listened to the conversations in my lessons over and over. I can still remember many of them. Listening to those conversations helped me develop my listening skills really fast. Play the conversations in your Spanish course whenever you have a couple of minutes to spare. If you are subscribed to my Spanish course, watch the videos and play the interactive lessons on any device you've got, wherever you are. Whether you're commuting, waiting for your coffee, sitting around, having a break, or even in the bath, you'll be amazed by how fast you can develop your speaking skills with a few minutes here and there. Tip number 2. Speak out loud, along with the recordings in your Spanish course. After you've listened to the conversations in your lessons a couple of times, start saying them out loud, along with the recordings. At first, you'll find it difficult to keep up with the native speakers, but soon you'll catch up. If you want to make steady progress, focus on one conversation at a time. That's what I did when I was learning English. It's often tempting to jump from one conversation to another, but focusing on just a few lines will work miracles for you. Say each conversation out loud until you can get every word right. Imitate the native speakers and notice their intonation and say the lines just like them. Tip number 3. Become familiar with everyday Spanish vocabulary. When you're learning a language, there is nothing more frustrating than forgetting the words you thought you knew. We usually forget words because we don't play enough with them. To remember words, you need to see them in different contexts and to say them out loud, many times, now and again. Knowing the most common Spanish words will skyrocket your communication skills. Once you're familiar with everyday words and expressions, you'll understand native speakers much more easily, and you'll be able to communicate in many situations with confidence. Throughout my course, I'll give you the Spanish words you'll most often hear in conversation, and I'll also give you plenty of drills to play with them, so you never forget them. Tip number 4. Do role-playing exercises. Role-playing exercises are the closest you get to having a conversation with a private teacher, without the expense. Role-playing exercises get you speaking the language from day one. They're excellent for building your confidence, and they boost your motivation to continue learning. When doing role-playing exercises, always say your lines out loud, as if you were talking to a real person. Redo your role-playing exercises on a regular basis, and aim at speaking at the same speed as the natives, while saying all the words clearly. It will take you time to get even the easiest role-playing exercises right. But when you're learning a language, the beginning is always the hardest part. If you start developing your speaking skills from the start, you'll make fast and steady progress, guaranteed. Tip number 5. Practice building short sentences and saying them out loud. Saying out loud your own short sentences is a great exercise for losing the fear of speaking in a foreign language. Throughout my Spanish course, I bring you exercises where you can build your own sentences, even if you know just a few Spanish words. Over time, you'll build more sentences with all the new words, expressions and verb forms you'll come across. And once you're familiar with the structure of the language, building longer sentences becomes much easier. It's difficult when you're just starting, but being able to put together sentences is the biggest motivation to continue learning the language. If I did it with English, you can do it with Spanish. Tip number 6. Master the basic Spanish verb forms. One of the most boring ways of trying to learn Spanish is with a verb book. It's also a sure way of giving up the language in no time. The good news is, becoming familiar with the basic Spanish verb forms is something you can really enjoy. My Spanish course brings you short videos where you can learn and practice the most common verbs. Doing speaking and listening drills is the easiest way to master the Spanish verbs. Tip number 7. Develop a great Spanish accent. Your Spanish accent can make or break all your learning efforts. If other people cannot understand the words you're saying, what's the point of saying anything? Ever since I started teaching Spanish, I've always advised my students to work on their pronunciation and to do it from the beginning. That way you avoid bad pronunciation habits and everyone can understand you. Also, having a good accent is incredibly motivating. The Spanish pronunciation can be very deceptive. In theory, the Spanish pronunciation is simple and straightforward. That's why it's so easy to make basic mistakes, regardless of your level. For that reason, in my lessons, I like focusing on each and every one of the Spanish sounds. Always aim at having a good and clear Spanish accent, even if you've just started learning the language. To recap, these are the 7 tips that will help you speak Spanish with confidence from the start. Tip number 1. Listen to the Spanish conversations in your course regularly. Tip number 2. Speak out loud, along with the recordings in your Spanish course. Tip number 3. Become familiar with everyday Spanish vocabulary. Tip number 4. Do role-playing exercises. Tip number 5. Practice building short sentences and saying them out loud. Tip number 6. Master the basic Spanish verb forms. Tip number 7. Develop a great Spanish accent. To start speaking Spanish today, join my Spanish course. You can play it on any device, wherever you are. To join my Spanish course, head over to kerapido.com. That's kerapido.com. kerapido.com. You can see the link on the screen of your mobile device. To get plenty of Spanish speaking practice and to master the Spanish verbs super fast, play my free audiobooks. I have a Spanish for Beginners course, a Sherlock Holmes story in Spanish, and a series of 1-hour verb practice audiobooks, among others. You can listen to them on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, and more. To get the links, go to my website, kerapido.com. That's kerapido.com, kerapido.com. Or simply tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device.